This week is Crohn's and Colitis Awareness Week, two diseases that are chronic inflammations of the digestive tract, a form of what's officially known as inflammatory bowel disease. They're debilitating and deeply private diseases, and they affect about 1.5 million people in the U.S. Producer Jack Rodolico brings us the story now of his wife, Christina, who has a severe case of Crohn's and went on a pilgrimage to try and improve her condition.
Christina sits on the edge of our bed with a needle hovering over her thigh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That one hurt.
The pain of that shot, it's nothing compared with the pain Christina would feel without the medication she needs for her illness. Doctors have thrown everything at Christina's Crohn's disease, and still, it has run amok. At her sickest, she had more than 30 bowel movements a day.
I grew up in a household where poop and fart jokes were just funny. You know, it wasn't taboo. So I guess for the first time having Crohn's, like, poop suddenly didn't become funny.
It has a very private side to it. Most people really suffer alone.
To answer the question of what she has suffered, it's unimaginable. How she has handled it is what's more remarkable.
Dr. Daniel Popowich is a surgeon at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City who has treated Christina. Crohn's disease sends the immune system on a kamikaze mission, attacking the gut. When Christina first got sick, her inflammation was isolated to her large intestine, also called the colon. And essentially, the disease killed her colon.
Well, my impression in the operating room when I met her is, wow, this is a very sick patient. We were all very concerned about her at that moment.
The surgeons replaced her colon with what's called a J-pouch. A J-pouch is made of the last foot of the patient's small intestine. Surgeons reroute it so it looks like a catch drain under a sink, then reconnect it to the anus.
Christina?
That surgery was 4 years ago, and since then, Crohn's disease has manifested directly in Christina's J-pouch. That's rare. And now her gastroenterologist, Corey Siegel at Dartmouth Hitchcock in New Hampshire, thinks Christina needs to double her drug dose.
So Humira, one shot a week now, is that right?
So I didn't increase it yet. So we got the approval. It took a while.
In front of the doctors, Christina keeps it together. But when we walk away, she releases the emotions behind that mask.
I try now not to make any decisions out of fear, but it's hard because sometimes I feel like it's all about fear. I take the medication because I'm afraid of what I know will happen when I don't take it. And then I'm afraid to take the medication because of all the potential unknowns.
Given how complicated Christina's condition is, that is active Crohn's disease in the J-pouch, it was really only a matter of time before we were referred to the specialist of specialists, a guy his patients call J-pouch Jesus.
Welcome to Cleveland, ladies and gentlemen. The local time is approximately 11:40.
Looking for desk A30.
You're gonna take these elevators.
Dr. Bo Shen works at the Cleveland Clinic. He only treats patients with problem J pouches.
Hello, how are you doing, Christina? How are you doing?
Nice.
Thanks for coming.
You.
Have a seat.
Yeah.
Science is essentially all about seeing patterns and placing things into categories. Outliers like Christina are confusing when isolated, but after just a few questions, I can tell Dr. Shen has seen patients like Christina before.
So Christina, label your quality of life. Say that 10 would be the best, 0 is worst.
I guess it's a 6.
People without Humira, what is the quality of life?
1.
Hi, this is the recovery room. Christina's all done. If you want to come back into bed 7.
You have a pouch here.
After an exam under anesthesia, Dr. Shen says we have to get the inflammation in Christina's J-pouch under control. If not, she will live with an ostomy bag. That's a bag hanging from her belly that her intestine will pour into. But Dr. Shen also tells us something mind-boggling. So the drugs that treat Crohn's suppress the immune system, which stops it from attacking the gut. But Dr. Shen says there's a medication that does the opposite. It boosts the immune system, and that can suppress the disease too.
So we present our data about 2 years ago in the national meeting. We have a success rate at the time is 50%. So
whether this medicine works or not, it's a sign there are new treatments coming. When you live with chronic illness, you measure your victories in possibilities, not big wins.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We always remain available to you guys.
Thank you. It's after 11 o'clock. We have to wake up at 4:30 to get on a plane to go back home. I don't really know how this trip is going to change us, if at all. This is Crohn's disease. It's so ambiguous. But keep pushing through.
Back home in New Hampshire, Christina and I walk on the snow-coated pond outside our home to calm down. In the coming months, Christina would become a medical guinea pig. First, she took a dose of the immune-boosting drug.
And now we hope for the best.
But that same week, she had to go to the hospital twice. It felt too risky to try something so new, so she took the other risk and suppressed her immune system even more.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
The drugs got her feeling much better, but not perfect. And then her doctor recommended something really experimental, something very safe, and something that's only been tried on 1,000 or so patients with inflammatory bowel disease. Christina went into a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, a glass tube filled with 100% oxygen under pressure, every day, Monday to Friday, for 2 months.
It's day 32 of 40 days of treatment. I feel like it's a bit biblical.
Biblical is not a bad word for it. All that oxygen flowed into her lungs, meshed with her blood, and traveled to her J pouch, healing it. Mostly. For now.
It feels warmer.
Yeah.
Right?
It won't stay cold forever.
I'd like to say we're hopeful science is on the verge of catching up with Christina's disease, but the truth is, we don't know where we'll be next year or the year after. These days, we try to look to each other, not science, for hope. For Here and Now, I'm Jack Rodolico.
Jack and Christina's story is part of the PRX STEM Story Project made possible by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.